I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Maude Kearns Art Center. They have a show there called Curious Temptations, a material artistry group show. Five artists, all women, working in fibers.
They were fantastic. There was a quote that somebody had laid out that said, "When you wear art, you become art." And that referred to the Artist Jacket Series by Sandra McMorris Johnson.
I figured you'd see those jackets.
Hand-dyed, batiked on Bali, kimono-type sleeves, reversible, washable, dryable, wearable art. It's the only clothing at this show.
Yes.
But as I came in the back door, for reasons which I will not describe further, it really caught my eye right away.
Well, and the whole rack of them. I mean, it's like
20,
an art piece by themselves.
There's 20 of them.
Big, colorful stack of goodies there.
That's right.
Yeah. This show shows all of the people in the group. There are five of them. Sandra McMorris Johnson also shows some textile pieces in the salon room off the big gallery there, whole room full of hers. Hers are very geometric, mostly squares and rectangles. Kind of, they're just flat. I mean, they look very much like paintings. Broad fields of color, not quite as much detail. But then as soon as I say that, I think, well, she does this little stacking thing with all these little colors in there. So,
Terry, let me drag you out of the salon for a while and ask you what you thought about Margot Lovinger's large figurative portraits.
Oh, well, I thought her work stole the show.
It was phenomenal.
And, yes, they are. They're figurative pieces made up of layer upon layer of very subtle color changes. Because when you say figurative work and textile, you think, oh, they're going to be kind of clunky and edgy and all of that. Well, but she puts this gauze or this...
Well, she has a very unique technique. It rhymes, which I like as a poet. She starts with canvas, cotton canvas, and then she uses this wonderful technique of layering shears. And anybody who's worked with fabrics knows about shears. She starts with cotton and silk. And it's just the tiniest shadings are all done with fabric.
Right.
And yet the finished surface is so smooth, you can't even see where she did it.
No, if you're back even 2 or 3 feet, these things are fairly large. Some of them are like almost 3 feet by 5 feet. You stand back and they look like almost photography. They're that good. But then you go closer and you think, you'll be able to see all of the color changes and all that. But you
can't figure it out.
No, you still can't figure it out. And they're all figurative pieces.
I love the big one called Voluptuous of a woman, open postured nude, no paint at all. It's all layered fabrics.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And Margot is the newest member of the group. I saw on their website that she just recently moved here from Seattle, and I think she's a real asset to the community. This show is at Maude Kearns Art Center called Curious Temptations. It runs through February 8th. A couple more, Sally Ziering and Janet Hiller, they're both up towards the front of the gallery there by the front door. Very much abstract.
Well, Sally Ziering really does what I would call a narrative fabric art, where it tells a story if you look closely. Like a fiddlehead fern pushing up out of layers of earth into this nighttime sky.
Right.
It's all done with fabrics.
Yeah. Yeah. The use of fabrics for all of these artists is incredible. Jay McDonald, her work is kind of located up on the stage there.
Also and very large.
And I was fascinated to see that she works basically with reds. I mean, some of them are just totally red, but some have other colors, but then there's red is important to her. And lots of, I'm sure they're all machine done, but there's just hundreds and hundreds of circles and spirals.
Well,
and
you can't be, my sister is a quilt artist, and she does so much by hand, so sometimes you don't know when it's quilt and when it's by hand. Janet Hiller was using a Japanese stitching technique called shashiko, if you looked very closely. She does big spirals set off with rectangles, more abstract work. She has little origami tongues sticking out, I would call them, or tabs, I should say. Dozens of them coming out of one painting.
Yeah.
I'm calling it a painting, but it's quilt art.
Right, and most of these are good size. And so when you start talking about little details that are half inch, or, I mean, there's tiny little
micro
things
micro inches, right.
Right, and the time and detail that they've put into all of these is just astounding.
And the imagination and the intelligence as well. Yeah.
This show runs through February 8th, and the opening reception is actually this Friday, January 11th, from 6 to 8. And then there will be an artist talk on January 25th. That's a Friday as well.
If anybody wants to talk about textile technique, this is the opportunity to do it.
Yep. And I wanted to thank Michael, who was putting up the show and allowed us to come in and
wander
bother
around
him and
That's right.
bug him before the show was even up. That was very nice. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.